Hey folks, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Kevin.
Welcome to the
Dark Windows Podcast.
Just as a disclaimer, we are going to cover some topics that may be not for everyone.
And we're going to use some language that's definitely not for everyone.
So sit back
and enjoy the show. Or don't. That's fine. Okay, you shitheads ready?
I'm sorry. I meant, hey folks, how we all doing?
Yeah, be polite. Don't be a
turd. I'm doing good.
Don't be a fucking turd. Turd.
I'm a turd.
You're a turd.
So, this week...
We think we have some business to take care of first.
We got some business? We want to take the business first?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take the business. All right. Oh. Oh, those things.
Yeah.
You want to talk about them?
Yeah, those things.
Our sweet-ass headphones.
Yeah.
By this company named Studio.
Hey. Hey. They're fucking sweet headphones. Okay?
What'd I say?
I said sweet-ass.
Oh,
but that's
sorry.
Fine, too.
Yeah.
I got a sweet ass.
You do?
Sexy.
Big red one.
Hey. You leave it out of that.
So,
anywho.
If you like these headphones, you can go on to studio.com/US and take a look at them. They have over the ear, in the ear. They also got some in the ear wireless buds.
The only ones they don't do are up the ass headphones, but those are not real good.
No.
Yeah, that'd be kind of difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up the ass headphones, you don't hear real well. Unless you're a MLB umpire, because your head's already up there.
It's true.
So.
And if you go to checkout, when you go to checkout, type in Dark Windows at discount. If we get a discount of 15% off, which is sweet, because we love you folks.
Yeah.
So we'll give you the 15% off. And there's also another discount you can get. You get $2 off of a certain little holder I see right now.
Yeah, because I can't let this thing go. As soon as I got it, I've been bringing it everywhere and, I don't know, putting every little miniature on it. So what he's talking about is the great people over at GameMV.net have this awesome little device called the Hobby Holder. And if you have big hands, small hands, weird hands, or monkey paws like I do, these big old stupid things.
Just not fish hands.
You're recording me again, aren't you?
I am.
Ha! I hate you. God, every time I do this, he's got to record me. But yeah, so it's this little device called the Hobby Holder. And it's super awesome because you can literally, if you paint miniatures like I do, you can get it in every which angle. You can twist it around. You can spin it. You can literally get every little access to every little part of a miniature, which is awesome. And the cool part about it is the base, which rotates, can also disconnect from the actual handle. And there you go.
Oh,
you
it just snaps back together? That's
yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, you gotta let yourself
look
a little mug. This is actually how I use it, because
nice.
Dumb hands. But yeah. That. So, and if you go to GameMV.net and you can actually put in the promo code Broadstone, BROADSTONE. That's me. Don't put that part in. Only the Broadstone part into the actual promo code, and you can save yourself $2 off each of the hobby holders, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, it saves your hands, because if you're any... I use the old pill bottle method, and I would always drop them, so I would try to use other things, like the rattle can tops. Drop them again. This thing, I've literally been using it every day since I got it, and has yet to even fail me once.
Awesome.
That's sweet.
We got Kevin messing with it. Pretty comfy, right?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
so who knows? Maybe if we get a 5-star rating, you know, maybe we can do a giveaway after a certain number of awesome rating and reviews and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Hold on. We have one more thing to take care of quickly.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're also doing a giveaway.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that something you're involved with?
Not me personally, but the actual crew over there are doing a giveaway, which if you follow me on the Instagram, I have it linked to all my cool stuff. But I'm trying to pull it up now because I'm dumb and I didn't have money. I don't do any of the homework.
You said it, we didn't.
Yeah, I don't do any of the homework here, but if if you go to watch it, paint it on YouTube or go to Hobby Holder on Instagram, they're doing a worldwide giveaway that ends June 22nd, and you can enter at everythingboardgames.com, and you just have to do a small, quick little survey, answer some questions, and you can win yourself possibly this cool little device right here.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. So also, before we go too much further, I have to give a special shout out tonight to another podcast. As I said, I would. It's my brother's podcast. It's called WP Fantasy Football. Check him out. He just probably started up. It's a pretty good podcast so far.
Yeah, what does he talk about again? Like
fantasy football.
I know, but like, what about like I don't play fantasy football, so I know nothing
about,
of this.
He's talking about all the aspects so far. He's talking about his first episode was how he got started into it. Next episode was about the different fantasy podcast, football, the different aspects of fantasy football, like what you can do, different types.
And he also kind of talks about maybe not being an asshole when two people try to do a trade, because then when you fuck those two people over that are, you know, trying to do a trade that helps both of them out and it gets vetoed down, they both end up leaving the league.
Yes.
I kind of know that when I was involved in it.
Oh, okay, because I was like, how am I missing something here? I'm not smart enough to do fantasy football. I'm not smart enough to do any of this stuff. So
no, dude, we were playing that week. We were going up against each other. We traded receivers because the receiver that I wanted, he had the quarterback for that receiver, and vice versa. So we literally swapped receivers so that we could get more points with our quarterbacks. And everybody else fucking voted it down because they thought it was a stupid trade.
GameEnvy.net. I have no idea what you just said.
So
let's get this shit started.
Oh,
so this,
God.
These guys are assholes. Folks, ladies, gentlemen.
Yeah, explain.
And everybody in between.
That's me. That's me. I'm the in-between because I don't know much.
This week, we're discussing a little topic called cults. But we're going to discuss a cult.
I'm going to say more specifically one cult.
Yeah, one cult. Crazy bitches. Cult's called the Order of the Solar Temple. Yeah. So, Order of the Solar Temple is what we're talking about. They're a cult started by a fucking weird guy.
Multinational cult.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
They were all over. Not anymore.
Some of them were even more all over, you know.
True.
Scattered to the winds.
That's just like, don't look at me. Nope. I know shit.
I don't know anything. I'm like, that's what I love about doing this show is that I come in and learn something totally new every time we do this. And then it's like I formulate my own ideas, and then it's like I go home. Well, delete. Till the next time.
Yeah. It wasn't started off as the Order of the Solar Temple.
No.
No. It started off as a totally different thing, but we won't really get... Let's not jump into that right off. Let's want to do some little background on...
Yeah, I'll
start from the beginning and work forward
Joseph
to the end.
DiMambro, leader.
He's a fucking fuck. Actually, I'm going to start off with Luc Jarret, because that's just how I wrote it.
Oh, Luc Jarret.
And just a heads up, you guys can look pictures of this guy up. I can put some up on Facebook. My first thought when I saw a picture of him is Dracula with AIDS.
Yeah, I remember you saying that when you actually sent me a picture of him, because it's like, what are we working on? What are we talking about? And you're like, this guy. And I'm like, okay.
Because there's one picture where he's got like a coat. It's like a black coat, and he has some kind of like red sashy thing. He looks like he's wearing like a cheesy ass Dracula costume, but he also has AIDS at the same time. Yeah, he's all pale and shitty looking. And Joe DiMambro looks kind of like if Ron Jeremy and John Wayne Gacy had a kid and he turned into a child's like birthday party magician.
Wow.
Come look at him. Seriously.
No. I've seen pictures of
him. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, no. I didn't. I wouldn't have described him like that, but yeah.
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 He's a big, fat, weird fuck.
Or maybe even, Gacy, or I was going to think even Ron Jeremy.
That's what I said. John Wayne Gacy and Ron Jeremy had a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then he turned into a fucking birthday party magician. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Hmm. Yeah.
Big gross fuck with Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
Ugh.
Ugh. I know. So anyway,
he gives me the willies.
Well, I mean,
he might have given you the willie too.
It's true. So Luc Jarret was born October 18th, 1947 in what was then the Belgian Congo. What is now the regular Congo. Actually, it's the Republic of the Congo, I think. It changes names like weekly.
Democratic Republic of the Congo. Yeah. It was one time Zaire.
Democratic Socialist Republic Independency of the Congo.
Yes, all of the above.
It's a long name.
Yeah, and like I said, they change it. They rearrange the words like every 3 weeks.
It's like, hold on. Chips in a bag.
No. We're going to take, we just take all these words and we throw them in a hat and we shake it up. So this week we are the Belgian Socialist Republic Independency of Democracy. So his parents returned to Belgium in the 1950s and Jarret attended the Free University of Brussels.
Wait, what year?
Just says 1950s.
Oh, I was like,
so I'm,
wow,
I'm guessing the early part of it because he was born in 47.
A little bit later, man. He may have known Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He might have still.
Because he's from Belgium.
The muscles from Brussels.
Can kick you while you're standing.
He wants to pump you up.
No, that wasn't him.
No.
Anywho.
Anyways, during his college years, he joined the Walloon Communist Youth Group, which caused the police to place him under surveillance. As it would back in the 1950s, because communism was scary still.
Yeah, I was just like, he's kind of forthright about, I'm a communist. I'm part of this sect.
He graduated with a medical degree in 1974. 2 years later, he joined the Belgian army as a paratrooper and saw combat in the Battle of, oh my Jesus.
Not in Oh My Jesus.
Kolwezi, which was a joint French-Belgian airborne operation to liberate hostages in the city of Kolwezi, Zaire. So after he got out of the army, he started formally training in homeopathic medicine. He traveled the world learning his craft with stops in the Philippines, China, Peru, and Chile.
Ooh, all those Filipino boys.
Mm. Yes. In the early 1980s, he settled in fucking French. Jesus Christ.
You okay over there, Sanjay?
Annemasse, France.
Annemasse?
Your fucking guess is as good as mine. My wife took French for 5 years in school and does not know it. So I'm starting to think they made this fucking town up.
They probably did.
I'm going to call it Annemasse, French. Fuck it. France. Near the Swiss border where he began practicing his new form of medicine. He lectured widely on holistic medicine and the paranormal. Good combination, right?
Sweet.
Yeah. So I can heal you with crystals, but I can also get ghosts out.
What kind of crystals?
I don't know. But what I'm going to do is I'm gonna sage and smudge you, and I'm going to use crystal healing on the house. Got him confused. Should have done it the other way.
I know.
Damn it.
I was about to be like, you burn sage to ward.
I know. Mind. Yeah, no.
Never mind.
He was not good at his job.
But you know what? It might work. Never know.
I don't
Could.
Know. I don't know.
Trap the ghosts in the crystals.
He would talk to people and record it and think the whole thing was an EVP. And then just like, oh, your house doesn't have anything in it, but you're making all kinds of weird noises with your mouth. Like I was talking to you. Son of a bitch.
Weird noise. Oh my God, there's a demon in his house. Nope.
Demon up your butt.
Ooh.
Okay, one of them booty hole demons.
This is all going to be in the bloops.
Oh God, this whole episode's a fucking blooper reel.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle.
Just like these motherfuckers' lives.
That bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
If Jim Jones and David Koresh got drunk and became friends, that's what these idiots are.
So they're like the dude where's my car type?
Yeah, but religious fucking lunatics.
Oh.
Well, that's the mob bro was the more religious.
That's true. Yeah. But still, they're fuckwits, so...
Yeah, but they had a good scheme, though.
Really?
To get people to join? Oh, they fucking told them, like, hey.
We'll get into it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We'll get into it.
All right. I won't jump the gun.
No. Gun jumper.
Don't jump the gun, boy.
That's going to be our cop show, because we've mentioned that twice now. Gun jumper. Starring Chuck Norris as Commissioner Norris.
Sure.
Yeah. And Mel Gibson as racist cop number 3.
Aha.
Allegedly racist cop number 3. So he lectured widely on he lectured widely on holistic medicine and the paranormal, and anyone who responded well to what he was saying was invited to join the Amenta Club. I'm sure you'll get into that, because I didn't really cover it too much, because it was like they had a bunch of different weird little clubs. Like this one was later renamed the Atlanta Club. They have all these different weird little organizations that kind of came together to become like the greater part of the Order of the Solar Temple. So like if you were in one of these clubs, you were going to be one of the first people, like when the Order of the Solar Temple started, that they would have been like, hey, we've got this other thing going on. You want to check it out? It's kind of cool.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about that one.
But that's essentially all it is, because there's like 12 different of these little clubs, and they all kind of like, hey, we're going to keep doing what we're doing, but we're going to do it with this group of people too, and we're going to call it something different, but it's still the same thing.
So they're trying to form like a little community with
essentially, yeah.
Bring A and B together, and you know, we're going to call it C, but remember, A and B are you guys are your own thing. That type of thing?
Pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was like, you're still your own thing, but you're not really, but we're not going to tell you that.
We're just working together for the time being.
Exactly. It was during one of his lectures for a group called the Golden Way Foundation that he met the other main character in our story, Joseph Fatfuck DeMombro.
Yeah. Wow, what a great nickname.
That was his middle name.
Really?
Italian, yeah. Fatfuck. I don't know.
I know some Italians, man. They're not like that.
No, I was just thinking. Cause he was, I think he was actually born in Italy.
That'd be a cool nickname if he was like a fighter.
No?
DeMombro?
That was his mafia name.
I would not mess with that guy.
Somebody called me the Fatfuck.
Mm-mm.
Joey the Fatfuck.
Nope.
Joey the Fatfuck.
Leaving that alone.
Well, he works with Wally the Thumbnail.
Wow. Well, that's
Joseph DeMombro, who was the founder of the Golden Way Foundation.
So, which was before that was something else.
Do you want to get into what it was?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So,
then we'll come back and I'll talk about this.
Okay.
Asshole.
So DeMombro, he started the whole thing.
DeMombro.
Well, his first sect that he started was called the New Age Preparation Center.
Which is what a fucking name that is.
Yeah.
New Age Preparation Center.
Mm-hmm. New Age Preparation Age.
Yep. He started this in
that's actually a cool name.
Yeah, he started in the early 1970s. Then it became a little bit larger, changed it to the Pyramid.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I do have a correction for you there. It was actually La Pyramide.
Whatever.
Regardless.
Then in the late 70s, it then became known as the Golden Way, which then changed its name to the Order of the Solar Temple. Yeah. It was kind of like, hey, we got this, we got this, we got this. We're going to change it to, you know, from this to this to this. Because we're getting a little bigger. And the group did grow for a period of time. I mean, it was started off kind of small, then gained in size.
So Joseph DeMombro was born in rural southern France in 1924. He decided against going to college, ended up going into clockmaking and clockmaking and the jewelry business and stuff like that. He started doing that at a real young age, like in his teens. He started doing that stuff. He, along with most other cult leaders, had he had a very similar thing to like Jim Jones and David Koresh, and these guys were, from a real young age, he was drawn to having full control over other people.
Oh, so he had that that complex. I can't remember what it's called, but
yeah, he was he was a control freak.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
superiority complex.
Yes,
this guy at a early young age, he liked to sit down with his mom and have conversations while they were knitting. He claimed that by sitting down and knitting with his mom, he actually said that it helped with his
being able to hypnotize people.
Yeah, yeah. Hypnotizing, like basically being able to draw them in because of his voice of talking. And hey,
it is kind of training, because you know, you kind of learn to keep your hands busy, because too much hand movement and you can kind of come off as being aggressive.
Right.
Whereas if you learn how to keep your hands sedentary or not sedentary, but close, if you bring your hands in, it's actually part of learning the body physiology or mm-hmm. learning how to come off. If your hands stay in, it makes you look more sensitive or approachable.
Right.
Where if your hands are going out wide, you're like, whoa, this
you
person
look like fucking Mussolini. You're waving around like
well,
a goddamn
yeah, no, like,
spaghetti
yeah,
noodle.
Because that's part of dealing with or understanding how the body works and like reading those quote unquote between the lines type of motions. Where if you see them kind of tucked in and brought in, they look more approachable. They look more insecure. They look more
meek.
Yeah, they look meek. Appropriate word. Where someone who speaks loud, chest puffed, hands out, they're coming off as like confidence or cocky, which will keep the people wanting well, that, to like, no, I don't want to be around this guy.
But that was more Giroux.
Yeah.
Because Giroux was the public speaker, and that's what drew DeMombro to him because he was like, wow, he can fucking speak.
Perfect World War II example would be watch a Winston Churchill speech and watch an Adolf Hitler speech. One is very contained and he keeps doesn't move his hands a bunch and Hitler's waving around like he's fucking
that's
directing a goddamn airplane.
But he's already got him hooked, so they're
exactly.
already
and that's what
for
it
lack
was.
Of a better
that's,
term, you know, drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and that's what why he was such an effective public speaker is because he was so impassioned about what he was talking about. And he was, you know, his hand movements were very
deliberate,
yeah, and forceful. They were like, and you know, a lot of fucking slamming his hands and stuff and moving and just
yeah.
being expressive with his hands. You know, that was a big part of it.
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of crazy.
And another thing you mentioned we talked about this the other night when you were talking about the knitting. If you ever sit down and watch somebody knit, it is kind of hypnotizing to watch the same movement over and over again. And as their hands are moving the exact same way, it's making something. Mm-hmm. So I can understand how
knitting,
you can get knitting yeah. and hypnotism into the same
knitting, crocheting.
So in January of 1956, he joined this one's a fucking mouthful.
Rosicrucian Order.
The ancient mystical order of the Rosicrucis, which is the ancient mystical order of the Rosy Cross.
I love all these
French.
Words yeah. of like fantasy and like make-believe and
This
adjectives
guy,
upon adjectives of just being like, hey, we're a place where we all believe in the same thing.
This guy thought he was one of the Knights Templar. He was fucking insane.
Well, that's what the Rosicrucians think that they are.
Did I just mention it's fucking insane?
I don't know. It's kind of cool.
The only cool Rosicrucian ever was the one that Harrison Ford did not kill in the boat.
You mean the one that
Last
died
Crusade.
Later on and then got shot?
Yeah, but he was cool.
After the fight was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a member until 1969.
Yeah, and then in 1970, he left his business and became a full-time lecturer in what would then be known as the, here come the finger quotes, New Age movement. In 1973, he founded the Center for Preparation of the New Age in Annemasse, France. 3 years later, he went on to form a communal group called La Pyramide, which we already kind of touched on.
Yep.
That was in Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah, because he moved from France to Switzerland because he got in trouble for
bouncing checks.
And before he did all this, well, he left and he said, I have to go to Israel because I had to have a child.
Yes,
well,
and I can't have a child anywhere but Israel.
Wait, was he going to go there and like was pregnant significant other, or is he going to go over there and impregnate somebody?
He was going to go there with his wife and knock her up
and then keep her there for 9 months till the kid came, and or was it just we need to conceive here? So I don't mean to go down this rabbit hole.
No,
it's just not knowing.
That's the tricky part, is it gets confusing because it's like this whole thing is like you can start down a road and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go up to the left here a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is interesting. I'm going to go back out to the main road. Oh wait, there's something across the street, let's go check that out too.
Brutal,
dude.
It was definitely brutal, because like I looked into the Rosicrucians and I watched a video and I'm like, oh my goodness, and everybody thought these guys were fucking nuts. You pay $150 to join the group,
which back in the 70s, that was an ass load of money.
No,
I don't even
want to
pay $10 for
now.
Netflix,
yeah,
or however much that
that's
is
$150
now.
In our money
now.
So back then, that would have been what, like $60 or something.
I don't know.
But that's still a lot of money.
$150 to join now, or you can do a monthly installment
for 4 easy payments.
I don't see how they're any different. I'm sorry, but I don't see how those guys are. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I don't see how they're any different than Scientologists.
Scientologists have more money.
These guys have just as much money, no. But around longer.
Yeah, but these guys are all, well, this group doesn't exist anymore.
What?
The Golden Circle.
Rosicrucians?
Oh,
they still are around.
But the difference is the Rosicrucians don't have the same kind of influential people in their group.
True.
You don't have 3'6" Tom Cruise in there.
Yes, this is very true. Yeah, it was kind of, I was like, bad. But the whole like thing about he took a lot of his stuff from them, like being able to ascend beyond the normal world, in hope that society and science will catch up.
Like, so he took the bullet notes.
Yeah.
Pretty much like the bullet key points is like, okay, wrote this down. Yep, need this. Oh, what was that? Answer B on this one. Okay.
But here's a strange thing also. He took stuff from another one, which they later...
He literally just collected different kind of lore and information from everywhere and made his own?
Kind of, but they became part of the other one or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Later on, in 81... this happens. I don't know if I don't think we want to get into that.
Oh, no, keep going, man. Yeah. You take off from here.
So,
teach me like you teach the listeners.
So once,
teach me like one of your French girls.
Ooh, kinky. So, after DeMombro and Jaret met, they had just been going along for a while. Well, DeMombro meets this guy, Julian Gorigas.
What a great name.
Yeah,
Julian Gorigas.
Gorigas wasn't such a great guy.
Well, most of the time they're not. If they're, like, no offense, I don't mean to be rude, but if you're remembering their names, you talk about them in the show.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they're assholes. Just saying.
Yeah, well.
Let's go with 8 out of 10, because sometimes we get, like, some good people.
Okay.
This guy was a former Gestapo.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
which is German for asshole.
Yeah.
this guy should have ended his life on a pike.
He escapes.
In front of a train.
He escapes Switzerland.
While on a pike.
He escapes Germany, goes to Switzerland. Okay. Wants to continue everything that was going on with the Nazi organization. He starts an order called the New Renewed Order of the Temple, or ORT. And I'm not.
Ort.
I was. Yeah.
You want to join us at the Ort?
I was gonna go
it
down.
Sounds like
that
the fucking Muppets came up with it. Ort.
It kind of does. I just these names, man. I'm gonna come up with my own. Masters of toasting.
Hey.
Bagels.
See where he fucked up those. He should have gone to Antarctica with the rest of the Nazis. But we'll talk about that at a later date.
Yeah. So they, his group, the ORT, combined Templar and Rosicrucian ideas. So,
which are already semi-similar.
They are
similar,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, in 1981, DeMombro set up a meeting with Giraud. And according to this one source, Giraud becomes a member of the ORT. And then at the time of Gorigas' death in 83, he became the Grand Master. Now, within a year, however, he was forced out of the group, but he took half the members with him.
Why was he forced out?
No just fucking clue.
Probably just being too crazy.
He was that kind of guy where he would have done something fucking stupid, and they'd have been like, yeah, you need to leave.
Yeah. It was
being a little too extreme.
Aggressive.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Probably. And now, according to another source I got, he actually didn't become the Grand Master after the death of Origas. He actually became, well, he did become the Grand Master, but it wasn't because of Origas dying. DeMombro convinced Origas to come to the organization and hand over the keys to the car and say, hey, you should give him the keys to the car and let him be the thing. But you can be behind the scenes or whatever.
So the Mombro pretty much coaxed the guy who, yes. Origas was the head.
Talked him out of his own job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, think about it. If you're causing some issues, you'd be like, all right, we'll put this guy in there and you can still, we'll still have you lead the charge, but we'll have you do it in a way that, you know, is more behind the scenes. So that way we'll use this guy as a scapegoat. Fuck him.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking slick bastards. I'm telling you.
Most of the time they are because if they get followers by feeding people this bunch of this bullshit, 9 times out of 10, they're pretty good con men. Actually,
very much silk tongue.
It's going to sound weird. Do you know where they got a lot of their members? Through yoga classes.
I was going to be like, I don't know, through a catalog.
they would say, oh, we'll bring in the yoga class, and then the yoga instructor would go, hey, if you like this,
yeah.
Well, we got something else for you.
But another reason why it's great to be fat.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, God. I'm worried now. I'm like,
yeah,
do they sell magical miracle water, which came to find out is just water from a tap?
You like yoga? How about giving up all of your worldly possessions and letting this fat guy have sex with your wife? You know what? I like the way you think. Let's do this.
Yeah. These fuckers were so good that there was this guy who was the director of this watch company in France called Piaget. Yeah, Piaget.
Oh, I was hoping it was the Piaget, the car, and I was like, whoa, what the hell?
No, it's Peugeot.
I think he was talking Fiat.
Or Fiat.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Because when he first said Piaget, I'm like, oh, wait, you mean those shitty British spring-fired rockets from World War II?
I could be pronouncing it incorrect.
No, I bet you're right. I'm just dumb. I'm tired.
The guy was named Camille Pillet.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good name.
Because they
probably call him Cam.
They liked his money.
Well, now we know what his part was.
But then again,
financier.
DeMombro also would have had an in with the guy having something in common with him. Oh, I used to make watches too.
Exactly.
You know?
Wait, what happened?
Because
DeMombro made watches?
Yeah, when he was a jeweler. That was pretty much his only job up until he started fucking cults, mm-hmm. was making jewelry and building watches and stuff.
He always had time.
Ah! Dad jokes.
so dumb. You know what? Okay.
They were such great, great con artists that they got this guy to come and visit them.
They sold him ice and told him it was a sweet watch. Look at this crystalline watch.
No. He would have sold the watch to them. But he gets them to come. They get him to come.
Probably wasn't a part of
this.
As
long as everybody came, that's all that mattered.
Oh, God.
The Sore Temple?
Yep.
Oh, God.
It's actually a band.
Dude. No.
Yeah.
Is it a group made up of people that were in the cult?
I don't fucking know.
Because if it is, that's more common than you think. Because fucking Jonestown had a band. L. Ron Hubbard, when he first started up Scientology, had a band. I'm pretty confident that the kids in the Waco compound were in the choir at the church down there.
Well, think about it. If you have a band and you can play music how you want it to be played, you can have the content of the music be the exact way you want it to be.
Oh, exactly.
And not only that, again, it makes it more inviting for new clientele or new people to come in to be like, look at this really relaxed place. They have music.
Yeah.
There's actually like,
I don't know,
rock and roll like churches where, you know, priest is playing like an electric guitar, walking around singing. Cool stuff, man.
Yeah.
Not for me, but still pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to say,
well, they're so good at, you know, smooth talkers that they got him to come to there, and they brought him down to their little temple, I guess you'd call it, start talking with him, and while down there, they said, hey, you know what? We had a little bit of enlightenment here. We want to tell you some news.
Oh, God.
We have been told that you, sir, are the reincarnation of someone. And he's like, oh, really? Who do you think he was the reincarnation of? And it has to do religious text.
Moses.
No.
Like how you just said that, like when I tell my mom something, she's like, that's dumb. And I'm like, I don't get another chance. Dumb, it's dummy. Just, you dumb. I'm like, I can't, I don't want to say, no. I don't want to say Jesus because that'd be too straightforward.
No, that was his son.
Spoilers. Jesus. Spoiler.
Sorry.
Okay, so his son is technically.
The Mombro.
The Jesus.
The Jesus.
The Mombro. This is who he thinks he is.
Oh, no, this guy that they brought in, the Watchmaker.
Oh, the Watchmaker.
Yep.
He knows. Kevin knows already.
I'm going to go with Clint Eastwood's representation of Moses.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
How about that, huh?
Oh, dude, he was actually the reincarnation of Charlton Heston's Ben-Hur.
Ooh, nice. Word.
All right.
No.
Wait, no. He was the reincarnation of Charlton Heston's character from Planet of the Apes, which hadn't been made yet.
Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
No, he was the reincarnation of Joseph of Arimathea.
I would have never got that.
No. I was like...
Why did I even play this game?
I was like, holy fuck.
He was the guy that ran the falafel cart like outside of the crucifixions, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. That's apparently, about as far as my
this
Bible.
Is how they kind of got people to come around and stay around because they would, to get their money, they would tell them that they were historical figures... reincarnations of historical figures or other important figures. So I was like, wow, that's kind of fucked up that they would do this.
But a lot of times that's how they hook the weak-minded and be like, you just start chanting or babbling random things, but have it come into a point that will connect with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You can get anybody to believe anything you want, depending on your convictions and how strong you feel about it.
But, I mean, you're trying to tell me that if somebody was like, hey, listen, we're pretty confident that you are the reincarnation of Genghis Khan's third cousin, you wouldn't be like, you know what, I'm going to continue. I want to hear where this goes.
We have Well, the thing is, we do have that already with people who do a little bit of research into their history, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm connected to this person. I may be related to this person. Like we were talking about with, a couple weeks ago about everyone who could be connected to... You know, the Green Mountain Boys, those around here, or connected to the Vikings when the Vikings became popular. We all assume that we're connected to someone great, where realistically we could just be horse thieves
or farmers. If you wanted to trace your heritage back far enough, you can every single person of European heritage, for the most part, can trace their line back to being related to Charlemagne at some point in time. Through one of his cousins or some bullshits like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so
we're all connected in some weird
way. Exactly.
So they got, you know, historical figures, or they would tell them they were religious figures. Like one guy, they told him he was their reincarnation because he was getting ready to leave because he found out that what he was being taught was actually a bunch of bullshit.
No way. A cult was filling people with bullshit?
This is like toward the end of everything. But... He kept around because he was told that he was actually the reincarnation of a saint. And he was like, whoa, really? I am?
They did the whole palm reader thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, I love you.
In
now.
A past life, you were Gandhi's right flip-flop. Son of a bitch. Yes.
Dude, it's a peaceful life.
Thought it was the left, but I'll take the right. It's fine.
Dude, I think I can come back as anything. Even if I came back as a rock, I'd just hang out and relax.
So now let's go back to how, you know, like was to getting into it,
how to get into the cult.
Yeah. So once they got into it with the whole like yoga shit.
Okay. I do yoga. It might be DDP yoga. Not a free plug, but hey man, Diamond Cutter is a real move.
I'm sorry. All I can think of yoga shit. It's like the worst special attack in Street Fighter.
Yoga shit.
That's great.
That was unplanned timed.
Tiger fart.
Actually, so when I did martial arts, this guy and I used to have this move whenever we'd mess around, and we called it the stink tiger.
Oh, I've heard of the stink tiger.
And what you do is you essentially, if you watch any like old Chinese or like martial art movies, there's you know, a form called tiger.
Yeah.
So what you do is you're messing around. All of a sudden, if you feel one coming on, you fart in your hand and you go, a stink of tiger! and you just throw it into the person's face.
It's essentially a Dutch oven mitt, except you throw it at him instead.
Yeah. Well, my buddy, after eating food he probably should have never eaten, we were grappling around, and all of a sudden he starts giggling. I'm like, what? And like, I'm on the ground, and I think he's going for an arm bar. He transitions to side control, and I hear, let's take a tiger! And then he pinned me, like, on the ground, so I couldn't move, and I tried to get out of it, and yeah.
Oh, and you can taste his lunch.
Got me in a triangle choke, and I, like, within seconds, I was, like, tapping. I'm like, tap, tap, tap. And he's like, smell it. I'm like, I don't want to.
I can taste it. Why do I need to smell it?
It was like chewing on shit bubble gum. Anyway, tangent completed.
So once they got hooked, they couldn't just go and be part of the ceremonies. Oh, no, no, no. That's just not how we do things. No. You have to go through a pomp and circumstance where...
A dog and pony show.
Yes.
Okay. Making sure we're on the same page.
You get brought in to the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. I watched one of these happen. So they would get brought into the ceremony. They actually had like a bit of footage of it. So they would be brought in. One person each side of them, brought down. Okay, they go in front of an altar, and they have to kneel. And it was called a cloaking ceremony.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm gonna laugh at all these dumb names.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, wait till we do fucking Heaven's Gate, and it's all Star Trek shit. It's awesome.
So they'd be brought down, at the kneel. Okay, then they would be cloaked. And then they'd have to swear to not tell the secrets of the organization.
Oh.
And then a sword comes out. And then they were...
They were knighted.
Not just any sword. Joseph DiMambro got the sword thousands of years ago in a past life from one of the original Knights Templar.
Because he believed that every single one of them were Knights Templar.
Yes. And it was a special sword because it would fucking like light up and shit. But we'll get into that later.
Oh. Wait, I'm thinking, obviously there wasn't like replica sword makers probably around then. I wonder where he got that thing.
Dude, fucking nerds with money is what these guys
were. Go to the Army Navy store? Find himself an old cavalry saber?
Cavalry saber.
Fuck
cavalry
nerd.
Saber.
I was like, I can't say the C word. Cavalry saber? I can say saber.
Cabral Saber.
So basically, it was a knighting ceremony.
Yeah.
Now, the whole time that the ceremonies took place, there was a guy out standing outside the door, probably, you know, or just like, you know, how I am right now.
Don't make him look like he was standing there all tough. He was a slump shouldered little weirdo.
Listen, guys, you can't go in there. You got to stay out here.
You're sound not like the Doula hand.
Guys, you can't go in
call
there.
Call back.
He's in the middle of doing a ceremony. Don't leave. You got to leave him alone. Don't leave my glasses on.
You sons of bitches.
We can say that. We can pick on people who talk weird and have glasses because we all do.
Uh-huh.
Except for Seth. He has contacts.
Yeah, which I probably won't be able to wear much longer anyway.
It's okay, buddy.
Because I owed.
No, you just go blind.
That's true, too.
So, now, if anybody is aware, familiar with the Scientologists?
I've never
not at all.
Well, they're to ascend in, you know, to become higher and more knowledgeable, you have to go through, like, a schooling system.
Yeah, you gotta get them thetans out.
I know they gotta do, like, this weird little, put their hand on this little device, and it tests their...
Yeah.
It's like those things you see at the arcade where you, like, squeeze them, and it tells you how many kids you're gonna have, or whatever.
I always did those things, I always got electrocuted.
Really?
Yeah, it was this really cool one that was had a Fester from Adam's Family, and you'd hang on to it, and it'd let you know, and if you could get the eyes to light up, you got, like, a free token or something like that. It was awesome.
Excuse me.
Good push.
Thanks.
So they basically did the same thing. They had to work their way through levels to...
So they had to level up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To basically become enlightened. If you had money, you could just bypass all that shit.
Because you could buy a flashlight.
Exactly.
Be lit.
I are illuminated. Here's $1,000.
Ha ha, fuckers! Anyway.
That's cheating, though. That's like fucking modding the game and be like, oh, no, no, I found this chest with all this shit in it. Motherfucker, just level up like everybody else does. Yeah. Get your sword, get your shield, and go out and kill fucking animals.
Yeah.
Or skeletons.
Now, these guys were fucking dickheads.
Really?
Yeah. So they were kind of, they're vegans, they're because yoga and all this shit.
I already don't like them.
Well, before anybody could come into the house, they were at because they'd all live in like a compound, before they could go in, they had to wash the groceries 7 times.
Wait, first off, I'm not surprised that the people with money got higher rank, because then that would keep them there. They'll spend more money, bring more money in.
Exactly.
Two, wash the groceries.
Yep.
Yeah.
So wait. I have a bottle of soda here, or juice. You have to put it in the sink and wash it?
Uh-huh.
They never had fucking paper towels, because they just fall apart.
So any what bottle, now everything on the outside had to be washed.
It's like, yep. You know, okay, I can understand fruit, I can understand vegetables, exactly. I can understand certain things, but why?
Why I gotta wash my fucking Pringles?
No, yeah, like, why? No reason, just because, hey, keep it clean.
I did see a couple of different things.
That's a weird way to pay dues.
I saw that, and I also saw something where they had to change their clothes before they went in. They had to be in, like, specific clothes in the house. But I don't, that could be maybe just some places. That could be a completely wrong thing.
I don't know. Maybe.
These guys would not surprise me if they're like, oh, no, you have to put your fucking spacesuit on before you go in the house, and then you wash the fucking vegetables and shit, and then... You know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you didn't have any money when after you became a full-fledged member, you had nothing.
Which is very, very common with
people. Oh, yes. Yeah.
All your shit goes to them. You don't need it.
Nothing.
I actually kind of thinking that the reason why they made them wash the groceries is like, hey, want to see what cool, crazy shit we can get these people to do? I don't know. What are you thinking? I'm like, I guarantee I could probably get them to rake the lawn. Easy. All right. $20 says I can get them to wash the groceries. They're not going to do that. Wash some of them. Like, no. See that 12-pack of soda? $20 says I can get them to wash that. No. Watch this. You want to see them get knighted? They definitely will do it. Hey, Jenkins, wash that 12-pack of soda.
It's always fucking Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. But no, like, think about it. They would have... they get somebody, like, half the time... If you listen to any of the cults or whatever, all the crazy things that they have them do, all this outlandish crap, half the time I think it's just the leaders, either one, coming up with stuff to see how well they have, you know, a hold on them, two, the leaders having fun and just seeing how far they can get these people to be messed with.
Dude, it's super troopers.
Yeah, it's, and like three, I think honestly because they would just get bored being in the same four walls and be like, what am I going to come up with next? What do I want to come up with next? I'm going to have them clean the toilet with...
Celery?
Broccoli, because it's the closest thing that looks like a toilet bowl scrubber. And if they do it, they're like, hi, I got Carlos and I got Carol on lock. Terrence, he's a troublemaker. We're going to have to watch him.
No, it has to be cauliflower, because if it's dirty, they can tell. Because it, you know. Because
if it's green, they'd be like, that boy needs to use some fiber.
They've got a chart. It's just split into two. And one says dummies. One says possible problem.
No. One has gold stars. One doesn't. The ones that have gold stars are the ones that are on hook.
Like, they have like the names around magnets. Be like, Carlos, he's a dummy.
See that?
Jenkins? Yes. He's a 5-star.
That Josh, on the other hand, he's going to be a problem, I think.
Yeah. He's one we're going to have to kick out, but we're going to take all of his money.
And if you left the if you tried to come back, I actually did see this one. If you came back to the compound with a person that you left with at the same time, when you got back, you actually had to switch each other's underwear before you went back in.
You're lying.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Because I was like, well, you have a small, like, female and a big, fat dude. Like, well, you got to switch. You want me to wear this butt floss? This will get lost. And she's like, I can wear this as a cape.
You had to do 15 push-ups with a carrot in your ass before you could come back in.
But what isn't false?
No, it's squats.
But what isn't false is the fact that because they had nothing else better to do, they would get dressed up in their cloaks at night. Some of them would go down into the sanctuary, have all the lights off. And DeMombro, he's a fucking sick bastard.
He played Twister naked?
Oh, no. He's fucked up. He took his sword, because he loved to play with his sword. He would take it, and he'd do fucking, like, little magical shit.
So, wait, he's Star Wars kid?
Yes!
Nerd!
Wait. So, he'd be like...
Basically, yes. He would have fucking special effects and, like, little fucking lightning shit.
No. Guys.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a knight. You guys are all dragons.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
Roll for perception.
You can make fun of D&D all you want, but I'm not gonna lie. Anytime I rake my lawn or when I shovel, I always twirl that bitch like I'm a fucking knight. Like, I'm fucking in a martial art movie just whipping that bitch like, yeah. I just kicked some major ass in this yard.
Dude, my wife walked away from me on a mini golf course because I got a hole in one and I legitimately sheathed my fucking putter afterwards. Yeah.
So guess what?
And she's like, I don't know you anymore, and just walked away, and I'm like,
you're just making fun of a guy that can actually buy a sword where we're using random objects.
I own a sword.
I guess we know what he does when no one's home. Yeah. He's in the middle of his living room watching watching Star Wars or watching 13th Warrior and be like, dun, 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 I'll fight you. Dun, 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 dun. Fuck up. This shit, I'm out.
So anyway, so DeMombro, he all these people would come down because and sit in the dark while he did his shit because they wanted to see if they could see the Masters of Zurich.
Yes.
The country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, Zurich, Switzerland, that's a...
So yeah. They performed the ceremonies. DeMombro was up there on this fucking stage doing his fucking lightsaber tricks, you know.
It's fucking awesome.
He would have holographic effects to produce images of the masters. And they would go, oh, look, I saw a master. Oh, yay.
And of course,
I'm so happy.
It's the 1980s, so it's like awful shit looking.
Wait, was DeMombro a part of the Jedi, or is he a Sith?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think he was like...
Could he force push or force choke?
Probably force choke his chicken. No, I think he'd be closer to like a fat knight. Like, you know, the guy that he couldn't wear plate armor because he had too much of a beer gut to get it on.
Could be. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I'm just
going to
wear like 13 shirts. That'll stop a sword, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. It was...
Best to stop mid-sword fight to push his fucking glasses back up.
It was a pretty fucked up thing that they did. So the size of the group at the height of by January of 1989... They had 442 members.
I was going to say, I think at their like biggest number, I think they got to maybe 500.
That was at its height was 89. They had 442.
Now, back to the Masters of Zurich. I couldn't find anything on them other than like...
He fucking made them up.
I know, but I couldn't figure out what they were supposed to be.
Why can't I find this group? Let's see. It's made up by a crazy sociopath.
No. I knew they were made up. I just couldn't find out. Like, there was no backing as to what he said they were supposed to be.
Who the fuck knows?
Did they have, like, a castle and one of them turned into a...
Grayskull?
...guy in strangely homoerotic armor?
By the power of Grayskull!
I'm gonna ride me a cat!
I'm trying to live in Snake Mountain. That was way cooler.
Skeletor up in this motherfucker.
Damn you, He-Man! I just wanted to go... Cobra! I don't know why I didn't want to do that, but
because you were a G.I. Joe kid.
Yeah, not really. Listen, Lion-O.
I was a Ninja Turtles kid, so that's fine.
Teenage Ninja Turtles.
The good ones, not this Turtles bullshit they put on TV now.
Turtle Power.
Anyway.
So yeah.
Real Ghostbusters.
Yes. So by the height of the group's height was 89. They had 442 members. 19 were in Switzerland, and 187 in France, 86 in Canada, and 53 in Martinique. Is that fucking place in
Martinette.
Zimbabwe or whatever?
Martinette. I think it's
Martinique.
Yes, I think that's like
Martinique.
Yeah, I think it's in like
don't know. If you have Google, just Google it.
Yeah, you got a Google paper there.
But anyway, 16.
Doesn't mean I'm looking at that.
16 of them were in the United States, and 10 were in Spain.
No, I'm actually trying to look up.
Okay, can you spell that place for me, Kevin? Martin. Yep.
And then I Q U E.
Okay.
Martinique.
It is
part of the Caribbean islands.
Okay, so it's a French, French island in the Caribbean. Okay.
Boom! I did that and magic.
Ow! Oh, it's between magic. Dominica and Saint Lucia.
Dude, this place is beautiful.
Sweet.
Well, yeah. This one picture that I'm looking at, it's got like a bunch of clouds and stuff. It looks angry, but yeah, it looks like it'd be fucking excellent to visit this place. Probably too many snakes for me, but I'd still try it.
Probably. By 1984, so previous to this whole membership boom,
good year.
They what?
1984, really good year.
Oh yeah.
I was born then. Ghostbusters, chicken nuggets.
McRibs.
Other cool stuff.
No,
I was four.
I was negative three. I was still a ghost.
You were a sperm floating around.
Not yet.
God, I hope not.
Not yet, because
pickled.
That's awkward.
I was stale. Explains so much.
So by 1984, the order had established its presence in America, as I saw on the documentary, but probably United States or Canada, whichever.
What documentary was this? Was this the Netflix one you're talking about?
No, this is a different one. Totally different.
Dude, he went into a fucking rabbit hole. He watched like 70 hours of shit on these people.
Yeah, I watched like three or four different stuff on these, and one was I was like, holy fuck. This guy fucking hates everyone. And
this is DeMabro?
No. This one was on the whole thing, but the guy was pretty much like pretty much saying that the Swiss were after him. They're a bunch of assholes and that they're actually really Nazis. Yeah. And
that's a little intense.
All the Nazis that left Germany went to Switzerland or they escaped from via Switzerland to South America.
Except for the ones that we took.
Except for the ones we took. We're like, wait, hold on, stop. We want you.
It's like a kickball team. We pick all the good kids, all the good ones, and we're just like, you guys can be the other team. We're taking all the rocket scientists and stuff. You guys can have all the assholes. We don't want them.
Take that, douchebags. Ha ha! No. But, yeah, so that's kind of the back story on as far as what I have on them. I don't know if you have. Do you have any more?
I don't have a whole bunch more. Up until we start getting into the other stuff.
Let's call them mass suicides with air quotes.
Giant, like flaming red neon air quotes around that. Because some of them may have been assisted suicides.
Maybe.
Like three quarters of them. But I did find some really weird shit with these guys. Like DeMombro's son Eli, which was the reincarnation of Christ. Air quotes.
Was it his son or was it his daughter? Because I thought that was his daughter.
He had a son and a daughter. But his son Eli was supposedly...
Emmanuel.
Yeah, his Eli was supposedly conceived through what he referred to as theogamy, which is a marriage of the gods, and that his daughter, Emmanuel, was conceived without sex, making her a Jedi.
Wait. Were both their kids named Emmanuel?
No, one is Eli, one is Emmanuel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one's technically a Jedi, and one is Christ.
Yes. Which...
Yeah. You keep in mind the name Emmanuel.
Yeah, that's a big one to remember for next week.
Wow.
Because shit goes down.
No, I'm just amazed by how it's like he's super obsessed with his love for Star Wars.
Oh, no, I threw that part in.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be surprised, though.
But no, it goes into the whole, like, Immaculate Conception thing where, you know. But Anakin Skywalker was technically like that, too. But
damn midichlorians.
Exactly. You have to blame midichlorians for one or the other or both.
Shut up.
Okay, how was the fucking Space Marines Emperor created, you prick?
The Emperor wasn't created. He was always there. All the Space Marines were created from the Emperor. Bitch!
So the Emperor's Boba Fett.
Nah, he's cooler.
No, he's not.
Actually, no, the Emperor would have been Jango Fett, because then all the Imperial Stormtroopers were Jango Fett clones.
I think you made me like Star Wars again.
Which is why they had the Clone Wars. And then they fought a bunch of fucking robots and
ribbits.
Goddamn ribbits.
I don't like the robots. Especially that weird Russian one. You've seen that one. That motherfucker doing like backflips and shooting fully automatic Glocks and shit. Oh, dude, you haven't seen that one? Holy fuck, dude. The Russians have like this crazy ass robot that's doing like front flips off of stuff. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. Targeting with heat systems and yeah, it's fucked up. I don't like it.
All right, so what do we touch on? Like, before we end it, let's talk about what we touched on. We talked about the OG, the original guys, which was one's DeMombro, and Jure.
Mm-hmm.
How they came together was through the original cult.
No,
they met at a meeting. So it was kind of like a...
DeMombro went to one of Jure's... speeches that he was giving,
and they saw each other across the room, and everything went slow, and the lights would dim down, and like music started playing.
So I'm just trying to piece this all together, because a lot of times with cults and things, it's kind of convoluted, and there's a lot of hearsay and a lot of this, especially when
it's very clear cut how they actually got to the point of like, hey,
after that, it's all herky murky bullshit.
Yeah, because when one thinks he's the reincarnation of a religious leader, one thinks he's a Jedi super fighter.
Pretty much, farter, not fighter, farter, meant to say that on purpose, because
you know when he's wielding that sword, he's like... So it's just how these two minds started working their way together.
Pretty much DeMombro. See, okay, you got the overall overlord, and then you got the figurehead. So basically, you got... it's like G.I. Joe. You got Cobra Commander, and then you have...
you just had to get your G.I. Joe in.
Destro, okay?
Yeah. DeMombro was the puppet master.
Destro was is always like the face head, but then Cobra Commander is actually really the fucking...
He's the one pulling the strings.
Because he didn't have a face.
Yeah. Well, DeMombro was Cobra Commander.
He was the puppet master.
Yeah, and Jiro was definitely Destro. He had the smooth tongue, could talk, everything.
He was everything the other guy couldn't be.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, yes, he did have a following before Jiro, but it grew. And the only way I believe he could get the other organization to join the, what was it? I can't think of it. I'm going to look it up here real quick.
And I mean, if you think about it, if you look at the two guys, you can kind of understand why Luke Jiro was the public face of it and DeMombro wasn't.
Yeah.
Because Jiro was kind of...
He's approachable in looks department.
Exactly. Not necessarily a bad-looking guy, where Joseph DeMombro kind of looked like a potential child molester.
Was DeMombro... I don't know since you guys saw this. Was he very forthcoming, very outright, very boisterous with his personality? Or was it... Were they both just kind of reserved, but...
To me, he seemed like...
Jiro was more personable.
He seemed like the idea man, but didn't have the public speaking ability that Luke Jiro did, where he'd go...
Oh, so he's pretty much the guy that gave the bullet points. He's like, here, we should talk about this, here you go. And the other guy's like, I can do this right off the cuff.
Exactly.
That makes sense now. Now this is definitely becoming a tag team of just...
Yeah.
Sure hell. Because I'll be honest, I was kind of zoning in and out because these guys sound like total idiots until you talked about them having to wash groceries. I came 100% into that one. I was like...
It's fucked up.
Okay.
DeMombro would be the guy in the background whispering in Jiro's ear saying, this is what I need you to say, but since I don't have the words to say it, you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, again, that makes sense, because if you can't really do it yourself, you bring in somebody that can, and then... Mm-hmm.
So these guys, if you were to smash the two of them together, they make essentially one cult leader. Like, if you put the two of them together, they would have been what Jim Jones was on his own.
Commander Nerd Douche.
Oh, God, he was such a douche. where he had the ability to be the public face of it and be able to talk to people and be personable. Well, at the same time, in the back of his own head, just going, I got you, and I got you, and I got you. I'm working on you, but I definitely got you. Yeah, if I can get you, I can get you too.
Well, and that's a lot of times when you see the discussions about previous cult leaders and how they got people in. It's like, you just need to get somebody. You need to get one person. That one person will, you know, do the whole word of mouth thing. And then you start finding more and more people that want to find a community, want to find a connection. You see that with like social media. You find that with different forms of clubs. Everyone wants to, human race has tribalism
exactly
as a, like their main thing. Everybody wants to join.
Yeah. You want some everybody sort wants to be tribe. A part of something.
Yeah.
Except he had it real easy because once he got Luke Jarret, he got everybody that Luke Jarret had too.
And that's kind of it, like, kind of crazy that he was able to kind of pull the strings to Luke Jarret without really. Did Luke Jarret ever know that his strings were getting pulled?
Oh, absolutely.
So he was completely on board. He was
totally cool with it.
Because he was probably getting the power and the recognition, and he was the face because he seems like he was the person that he wanted recognition.
Yeah.
Where the guy didn't want the recognition, but he wanted to be able to do whatever he wanted when he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like make people wash groceries.
Yeah, because Luke Jarret was the guy that was going, you know, now that we got this whole thing going, maybe I should be able to have sex with any of these women that I want to. Because I said I can, because if I say I can, then that means that I can, because this is my thing.
I'm beginning to find out that more and more of cult leaders are just giant perverts.
Yeah, dude,
in one way, shape, or form.
All they want is sex and money.
Like, weird, kind of quasi-nerdy pervert dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Yeah. Now, see... There's
people putting their faith, like literally their faith in these people to kind of bring them to either a higher power, a higher light, a higher form of knowledge. And it just shows how evil human beings and how people are to be like, all right, that's cool. I got you on this hook. Now I'm going to see what I can do with you and what I can get away with.
Look at Warren Jeffs. Warren Jeffs is the perfect example of this. He was the guy that ran that whole polygamy thing like out in... Utah and I think it was part of Nevada and Arizona too. Motherfucker has something like 150 children because he was just like, well, this is my thing now and I'm going to do whatever I want and you're going to have one of my kids and so are you. And some of these people that he was having kids with were barely not kids themselves. And this motherfucker is in prison for the rest of his life, which is probably right where he belongs. Like,
now, you think that this is fucked up so far,
right? Kind of, yeah.
It's going to get even more fucked up.
Guess what? The rabbit hole gets deeper.
Ugh.
Usually does with these douchebags. There's going to be a whole bunch of innocents that, you know, get taken out.
Yeah, well, when we discuss the suicides and big, huge air quotes and stuff behind that, it's really kind of, you're like, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, just a little heads up. Next week we're going to talk about these and the police in this matter, especially the Swiss police, they didn't do their fucking job very well.
Not super cops.
The only ones that I kind of have that I have sympathy for are the police in Quebec where they walk in and just go, "What the fuck happened here?" And they just like, okay, well, this looks pretty straightforward. Let's search the rest of the house now that we have a general idea. Oh, fuck. Can we leave yet and just pretend we didn't see this? Because this is a giant shitstorm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. That might be putting it a little lightly. We might have to do a disclaimer next week for some of the content that
that it's going to get a little rough.
Yeah. It gets to the point where you're reading some of this stuff and you go, oh, God, I wish I hadn't read that. Now that's in my brain.
It's all in my brain right now.
Dude, you went fucking bananas with this one. Like, this, you did with this episode what I did with Israel Keys, where you're just, like, up all night smoking cigarettes, like, making fucking, like, like yarn fucking pin boards and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so on that note, everybody... If you like what you hear, please write, review, subscribe, yes. All that good stuff. You can do that on iTunes, PlayStation.
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 Xbox Live.
That would actually be kind of cool. Play games with dark windows.
That'd be sweet. Ooh.
Play horror games. Watch us get scurred.
We could do that.
Ooh.
Not me, man.
So, yeah. So, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Pretty much where almost any place that you can download a podcast.
And if this the service that you're using doesn't offer like a place to rate and review, just do us a favor. Just share us on any social media that you're on, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just let somebody else know about what we're doing here.
Yeah,
you know? And
yeah, you can. Yeah,
if we ever meet you, we'll buy you cookies or something. That's fucking awesome.
Exactly, and you can find us on Instagram at Dark Windows Pod. At Twitter, the same handle.
Yep.
And let's see.
I'm on Instagram by myself.
On Facebook,
you can look at my cool minis of me using my hobby holder. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. On Facebook, we are at Dark Windows Podcast. We post a lot of stuff there. And Dr. Seth, you're on the Instagrams.
I'm not a doctor.
You just play one at your house.
Not even there. Nope. Even my dad doctor skills are minimal at best. I'm trying. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Broadstone Creations. And if you weren't listening to the top of the part of the show and I gave the promo code, Broadstone, BROADSTONE _ Creations. You can find me there where I'm painting a bunch of minis. Like I said, you will see a bunch of pictures of me using my hobby holder, which thanks to the people at Game Envy, they have an awesome tool product that I can't stop messing with. So if you hear the little clanking, that's me spinning it. And if you go there, like what you see, use the promo code Broadstone at checkout, and you can save yourself $2 off of each of these cool little dudes, doodads.
And speaking of GameEnvy.com,
GameEnvy.net.
Yes, I'm sorry, GameEnvy.net.
Net.
Go check out studio.com/US.
Yeah, see, they're the .com.
Bad motherfucking headphones. I mean bad in like the new way that people say bad.
They're awesome.
You know, yeah.
Badass.
We should do a picture of my old beat up skull candies and your sweet monster, like beautiful studio headphones.
Yours are so big and you're like, you look at them and go, oh my God, I bet those are comfortable. Then you put mine on and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Fuck those things. These are awesome.
Yeah. We Kevin and I use both the over the ear.
The Regent.
Recording, the Regents. But they have, like we said, they have others.
And they are sexcellent.
Yes. Very sexcellent.
Yes.
Use the promo code of Dark Windows.
All one word. Doesn't matter if it's all caps or all lowercase. Just as long as it's all one word, Dark Windows.
And a discount. And check out.
We give you 15% off.
Because guess why?
Why?
We're so cool.
Because we nice folks.
We
love you.
And I want to give a special shout out to my buddy CJ who listens to this show.
Maybe we don't just love him, but we definitely like him more than a friend.
Okay, fine. Hey, who was
speaking of liking people more than a friend, how about this guy?
Yeah, talking over me. I'm trying to give a shout out to somebody who actually hooked me up with his little review of the show. My buddy CJ. He told me he enjoyed the show.
Thanks, awesome. CJ.
CJ's a good dude. He's on the Instagram as well. I'm not going to put out his stuff unless he gives me the okay. If he says that, I'll do it next time. But he's a cool dude. He's an avid listener. Kind of scared me. When he came out of blue, he was like, hey, you're on that podcast, Dark Windows, right? Maybe. You're Seth. Okay, how do you know this? He's like, you're the only one that paints minis. And it's right there. Your whole page.
Sweet.
And speaking of people that like the show, I got some reviews I wouldn't mind reading if you guys.
Yeah, because okay, cool. I bet these are way more exciting.
Let's talk about these reviews.
Okay, well, I'm just going to start right
I'm
from...
I'm going to put the best that CJ's was the best because... He's a cool dude.
Tell him to go on iTunes and actually put one on here because that helps.
All right. I'll do it right now. I'll text him right now.
So let's
who cares what time it is?
We're going to throw down our reviews. We have a 5-star review from Chelsea who says, Done. Cool stories, great podcast.
Love you, Chelsea.
Thank you. We have excellent from OR Benny. Love the stories. Again, thank you.
Wonder who that is.
Yeah, me too.
OR Benny?
Maybe he does a fantasy football podcast that we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Okay, honestly, I didn't know who that was. I was like, OR Benny, that's a cool name.
One of our few, like, fans and followers that we found organically that one of us isn't related to. Ray LaFond, great podcast, 5 stars. Awesome job, guys. No, you're awesome, Ray. You suck. You are excellent.
Thank you.
And by the way, if
I'm not related to CJ, he's just a cool guy.
Oh no, that's
like this Benny guy and this Ray guy and Benny. Chelsea.
No,
Benny's my brother.
You usually
so
when,
he's not cool? I'm gonna tell him that.
60-40.
He'll hear it.
Ben, you're still a cool guy. Don't kick my ass.
No, usually when we have new people join the Facebook group, Ray is usually like the first dude to like throw a gif on the bottom of it of like Tom Hanks waving and shit.
Oh, that's Ray. I thought that was
Ray,
you.
Ray does that with a lot of them. Like, he's cool shit.
Ray, you're awesome.
Then we have a 5-star rating. Keep up the good shows from Jason Orpees, which I'm guessing is supposed to be like Jason Voorhees, but it's OAR space PES. So kind of, you know, like a boat door that's taking a leak.
Or he just really like, you know, do you want carrots or peas? I'll take peas. That's cool.
And his review is, hey, this show is also keep up the good eps. And then he sent us in, he used like keyboard stuff to put boobies on there too, which I like this guy.
Already the name is cool.
And then we got a 5-star rating from a comic nerd Pat.
Whoa, I'm liking this name. This is my realm. I can pay attention now.
And he said, why am I so interested in this?
I like him.
You know what, Pat? If you find out, let me know, because I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, because I keep telling people that I'm leaving this show, and I keep coming back for more.
Yeah, I'm done with the show.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Until next week.
All right.
What time and you? Pat said, good show, guys. Lots of well-researched information and some of the topics. Some of the passion of the host can get in the way of the delivery.
That is true.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We'll give you that
one.
You
two bicker a lot.
Shut up, bitch. I mean, they said all
he continues to say, but that just means they're absolutely into what they're doing. I'll be listening more in the future. Good job. Keep it up. Thank you, everybody.
Did anyone comment about my sweet, like, sultry voice?
I do. I tell you, you have a nice voice all the time.
Sweet.
So, again, everybody that left
thank
us a review.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It makes us feel very good that realize that people actually listen to this show, and it's not just three dudes that sit in a basement that listen to their own voice.
Yeah,
like,
three dumbasses jabbering at each other over stupid shit.
And, yeah.
Well, you two are jabbering over shit.
To review.
Yeah. And subscribe.
And you know what?
Tell friends.
If you don't want to rate and review and subscribe, just tell 2 other people and tell them to tell two other people. It's not a pyramid scheme, but it's kind of like one.
No, not at all.
So, you know.
You're coming off very cult leader. I know what you're talking about. Cult leaders. Don't do it.
Hey, and if you're going to give us 1 fucking star, I mean 2 stars.
Yeah.
Please write a review.
You know who you are.
We know you.
We don't know who you are, but you do.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
our show sucks, fucking tell us why.
Wait.
Please.
Someone left us just 2 stars?
Some prick left us a 2-star review.
And nothing
with
else?
No review. Like a 2-star rating
like
with no
anonymous?
Review. Yeah. Like,
I'm not going to lie, that's kind of cool.
No review. You're just like, you know what? You know what, buddy? I hope somebody shits in your shoes.
Like, the mystery now will forever be there. Who was it?
No, you know what? I hope you don't even have shoes. I hope somebody stole your shoes.
Oh.
Ran them through a wood chipper.
What about it? Okay, honestly, what if he was trying to go 5-star? Like, when I used to have an Apple product, I would try to do the 5-star thing. It would always end up, like, random because it was slided over and it kept screwing
up. All right,
up.
We'll forgive him for that.
Oh, no. Well, still.
Because I have fat thumbs, man.
Still, you can still hit the review button, explain it, be like, oh, hey, I fucked up. I meant to give you 5, but I only gave you 2 and I need to change back.
What about
fucking
if he was,
tell us?
What about if he was losing service? Like, you could only do, oh, God, this is really good. I got to, okay, wait a minute. Crap, I already accepted it.
So his cell phone service was so bad that it wouldn't let him move his thumb like 3/4 of an inch to the right. And
we live
in 5.
Vermont. We live in Vermont.
We don't know where this guy lives.
No, I'm just saying we live in Vermont where
for all we know,
the service is terrible.
For all we know, he reviewed us from a goddamn payphone.
How do we know it's a he? Maybe it's a she.
Yeah. Huh?
At this point in time, I'm starting to think it might be a fucking
lizard. What about if it was a skunk ape?
Yeah.
They don't know how to use phones.
Or a Yeti.
Goddamn swamp.
They don't have enough fingers.
Like a Yeti from Florida.
That's a swamp ape.
I couldn't imagine being a Bigfoot in Florida. How fucking sweaty you'd get.
Dude, I can't remember. Ugh. I can't even think about me being in Florida. No offense to people who live in Florida, but I hate heat.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Built for cold weather.
Oh, Jesus. And like, you can, like, if you were a fish, you can survive outside of the water with all humidity.
Yeah.
Ta, 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 ta,
but Florida
ta, ta,
has alligator
side
man.
Quest.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we gotta go find a wizard.
On that note, we out this bitch. So
sign off.
thanks everyone for listening.
Oh, and, for fuck's sakes.
Look forward and
he's repeating wait till the next week. He's tired.
Yes. Yes.
So, and as your little
thing. Just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you.
Kisses.
Later, bitches.
Fuck you, Kevin.